Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into our SB Nation NFL Live Draft Show. Pete Sweeney here. I'm the editor-in-chief over at Arrowhead Pride, also a member of the SB Nation NFL Show. The Miami Dolphins on the clock. Head coach Brian Flores, of course, the GM Chris Greer, who's really been doing a really nice job down there in Miami, reviewing the 2020 season for the Miami Dolphins. They improved on their 5-11 record to get to 10-6 in 2020, though they did not qualify for the playoffs. Always frustrating when you get to 10-6 in the NFL and you don't get to the playoffs. You don't have to worry about that anymore because there's now 17 games, so you have an extra game to work with. So you won't be going to 10-6, not making the postseason. Kind of a weird year for Miami because they go and they have Tua and they have Ryan Fitzpatrick, who starts the year as the quarterback, goes 3-3. They get to the bye week. They switch to Tua. There was that emotional press conference where Fitzpatrick was sad. We in Kansas City, we love Ryan Fitzpatrick and what he was able to do that last and final season. The Dolphins needs, as you see below, wide receiver, edge, running back, linebacker, wide receiver, in safety. We talked about how the Dolphins traded down earlier, but they immediately traded back up in a deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia traded the number 6 pick in the draft, along with the 5th round pick, to the Miami Dolphins for the number 12 pick, a 4th round pick, and a 2022 first round pick. They recently upgraded their 7th round pick in a deal that sent Eric Flowers back to the Washington football team. But here we go. The pick is in. The Dolphins have selected Jalen Waddle, a wide receiver. And we have Josh now joining us. Josh House, how are you today? The Miami, you're from the Finsider, excuse me. How did you feel about the selection?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of understand it. I mean, the Dolphins needed a playmaker. Everyone, you know, continues to say how dynamic of a playmaker that Jalen Waddle is. He fits that slot receiver mold that they need. So I understand it. Get to his friends and get to a weapon. So I'm fully supportive of it.
Now, Josh, you're saying you understand it. I sense that there could potentially be a hair of disappointment. Is there someone else that you would have preferred with Miami for that number 6 pick?
Yeah, and maybe this just dates back to, you know, I'm trying not to go with recency bias, but I kind of prefer Devontae Smith a little bit. I mean, you know, they're pretty much, you know, it's a toss. If you can flip a coin, I mean, either of these guys can come in there and be the type of playmaker that the Dolphins need. But part of me was just leaning towards Devontae Smith. I thought maybe that would be the pick, but fully understand Jalen Waddle. And again, I understand how he fits in the system.
What's your belief level in Tua? I kind of described that before you were able to join us here. As far as, you know, last year was a little bit weird where Fitzpatrick starts the year at that 500 record. They make the change. And then I was joking a lot on Monday Football Monday and the SB Nation NFL Show. This was the first time it really felt like there was a closing quarterback in the NFL. What's the belief level that you have in Tua and really the Finsider readers and the fan base as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start with the fan base. I think they're fully supportive of Tua. You know, some of the comments on the website, you know, they kind of been down on Tua before even the draft process. So still a lot of them are hesitant. They want to see more of him. And who can blame them? I mean, it was that unprecedented offseason. You know, he was rehabbing. We know all the issues he was dealing with, but he went out there and, you know, expectations were higher than what he, you know, performed as. So I think we're going to see more of the Tua Tagovailoa that a lot of Dolphin fans fell in love with because, again, he's going to have that full offseason.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.